transition stories for transgender people are all different. While Rajinda Naransingh went far and took risks, we're about to hear two transition stories that come from different generations and from very different places. Cristina Herrera began her transition from male to female when she was 16 years old. At the time, Cristina was living in New York City during the height of the AIDS epidemic. She watched as the disease devastated her community. A self-titled trans Latina, Cristina shares her journey from living as a young boy in El Salvador to becoming a strong woman living in New York.
My name is Cristina Herrera, and I am a community organizer. I came to the U.S. when I was 11 years old. I'm originally from El Salvador, and I began to really start to explore who I was. And I wasn't really getting the support that I needed from family. I was feminine. You know, there were just certain things about me. Like, you know, I used to love to cook. I wouldn't play sports. And I used to love to clean. And so, and, you know, and certain things about me, they were like very feminine overall. And so they used to question it. My stepfather, he would ask me, he would be like, are you queer? And back then, the word queer wasn't used in a way that was very, you know, positive. And I would be like, maybe, who knows, possibly. But I couldn't pinpoint it. I couldn't really tell people what it was. And I don't think it was going to really get me anywhere. You know, I couldn't really be like, you know, I was beginning to cross-dress or anything. That wasn't going to be a safe thing to say to family. You know, I was dependent on them. Yeah, I was living in like a suburban area of Los Angeles. Then I moved to the South Bronx, not knowing where I was going. So that was very shocking for me. In the mid-80s, you know, New York was not a very nice place, especially when you're, you know, as someone that's coming in with very little resources. We didn't have a lot of access to services. Like in my case, you know, I didn't know what was being, you know, a transsexual, because, you know, you couldn't suddenly go to a library and look something up like that. You know, there might be repercussions. And so one of my coworkers, you know, he had a trans girlfriend, and you know, he confided in me that, you know, she was a trans woman and that she was going to be able to help me with my own, you know, medical transition. And she took me, like, you know, to a surgeon in New Jersey who started me in hormones under the age of 18, but back then they didn't really ask for ID. And my aunt discovered that I was taking medications and my breasts were beginning to develop. And so she checked my chest and she felt something different, something growing. And so then she told my mom. And so they were not very happy because, you know, I guess they were kind of ready to have, like, I guess, like a gay son, nephew. But then it was like, wait a minute, there's more to that. It's not that. So as I began to transition medically, people were beginning to die of AIDS. And so, yeah, it was very scary. And you know, people around me began to get sick. And so, and one of those persons was that friend that introduced me to the life that I, you know, that I'm celebrating. And so other people in my immediate circle, they started to also get sick, and they passed away. You know, it's like you wanted to build community, but at the same time, there was like a constant loss of community and history. And I hear that a lot with the community that I work with. It's like our history is constantly being like erased. We have very few people who are staying around, who are living longer than, you know, than past 40 due to violence or illness are high. So being a trans Latina for me is a sense of overall pride. Pride of the fact that, you know, many of us might cross multiple borders, you know, in search for freedom, in search of safety to make our dreams come true, and we make it. Thinking about my community, you know, like Trans Latina, I associate it with strength.
Cristina still lives in New York. She works at the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center in New York City, and is also the founder of the Trans Latina Network, Go to our website for more on the network.